Don't be an a-hole.
Don't be an a-hole.
Nobody likes an a-hole.
No one likes an a-hole.
I say silly things and I don't buy rings and I always bring my neuroses to these conversations. My relations are marked by invitations that I missed. Oops, sorry, wasn't paying attention. I forgot to mention after years of detention, I've developed a tendency for anal retention.
Don't be an a-hole.
Don't be a freaking a-hole.
Nobody likes an a-hole.
Nobody likes an a-hole. Hey, now. Don't be a jerk.
But I love to speak profound and wise. Look at the eyes, think deep yet funny. Cute, nice thighs, honey, sugar, mommy, chula, get a ruler. Slap my hand, I'll measure myself. I'm just a man. But if I don't know why I said it, how can she understand? I'd like to think I like to listen, and I think I do. But I listen as I like to what I like to listen to. I'd like to think I like to listen, and I think I do. But I listen as I like to what I like to listen to. Intellectual conversation, public radio station, Paul Squonk, mental masturbation. She makes some good points, but she still can't win. Cause I only really listen for one to cut back in.
Don't be an a-hole. Nobody likes an a-hole. Say I don't wanna be a jerk.
I didn't listen closely enough to hear her pain. I started talking slower when I noticed that look of disdain. But by then it was too late. She got up, walked out the door, perhaps never to speak to me again. Matthew 5, 23 and 24. Jesus says, before you go to lay your gifts upon the altar, if your brother or sister has any gripe against you, go first to them to be reconciled. So before I surrender to God's grace, I submit myself to you.
I'm sorry, please forgive me. Forgive me. I'm sorry.